Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support the wheat breeding efforts of Dr. Brett Carver and his wheat improvement team at Oklahoma State University. Mike Schulte with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission says that Dr. Carver is not only breeding wheat that yields well, but also has the end-use characteristics that millers and bakers want.
You know, if we have a lot of wheat that the miller and baker does not want, it really doesn't bode well for the farmer. And so we are focusing on those issues as we move forward. Certainly, there are some research programs out there that have put out some varieties that may not have been or had the best characteristics for milling and baking standards from that the industry would be looking for, both in the domestic and international markets.
Schulte says in the Pacific Northwest, wheat breeders have offered wheat varieties to growers that have strong milling and baking characteristics, and growers have been rewarded with price premiums for growing those varieties.
And as we move forward, I think that that's going to be a key component that we focus on here with the varieties that are coming out of Oklahoma State University.
To learn more, go to okwheat.org.
The cattle futures today sold off after rallying significantly over the last couple of weeks. Feeder cattle were down anywhere from $1.30 to $2.30, with January being the weakest contract, down $2.20 or so at $158.45. Now, also keep in mind that the market since August has rallied about $20 or over $20 a hundred, so a $2 and $3 setback wouldn't be all that big of a deal. One thing about it is on the chart, it did make new highs early today before selling off, so some of the technicians will come in and say that is a key reversal. And then live cattle were anywhere from $1 to $2 lower. December, the front month, was the weakest contract, down about $2 at $124.60. So that was a touch disappointing. Box beef yesterday was up another 95 cents, $207.39 on choice. Select, $193.71, down 19. And packer margins and feedlot margins are still positive. Packers are anticipated of making $146 a head, while feedlot margins are somewhere around $80 a head of profit. And then year-to-date, cumulative sales for beef and exports have been good. We're about 11% over where we were last year at this time. So the export market's been good, and even at higher prices. So overall, things are looking pretty good for the cattle business.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets trade is significantly higher today, led by wheat. Kansas City wheat up 9 to 10 cents. Puts July 18 at 474 and 3 quarters, up 9 and a half near the highs. Corn 2 cents higher, and then beans 7 to 8 cents higher. We also had a pretty good strong rally today in cotton. Cotton up 90 cents, just over 69 cents in the December. FC Stone yesterday came out with their yields. Their latest yields, the corn yield was 173.7 bushels an acre, so a really big corn yield. Beans, 49.9 bushels per acre, so pretty big there for beans, a little bit smaller than where the USDA was. And Informa Economics has their latest round of production estimates here. Their corn crop's 14.41 bushels, or 173.4 bushels an acre, so right in line with FC Stone. Soybean yield 49.7 and total production of 4.447. So what that means is those are really big crops and really big numbers, so the rally today wasn't really necessarily because of that, but it did rally. Exports this morning were fairly weak for corn at 811,000 metric tons. Wheat was in the middle of the range, and then beans again really high.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.